From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Fighting in Syria continued on several fronts ahead of the latest ceasefire reached Saturday in U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva. Clashes, including airstrikes, were reported Sunday around Aleppo and the capital Damascus. Combat is supposed to end at sundown on Monday, that's today, for 48 hours, and might be extended. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles.
Just getting this plan for cessation of hostilities to start by tomorrow is going to be quite difficult. We saw how difficult it was despite limited success of the cessation of hostilities back in February. And it's hard to initiate it. It's hard to maintain it without any sort of apparent mechanism to ensure compliance on either side.
Lesh said the opposition is fragmented, making an immediate halt and fighting difficult. He also questions how rebel factions not covered by the truce who are intermingled with other groups can be separated. Then he said there is the trust factor between the U.S. and Russia. Kenyan police say three women dressed in Muslim garb attacked a police station in Mombasa over the weekend before being shot dead. Patterson Maleo, the county police commander in that area, said they entered the station with a false complaint about a stolen mobile phone.
While the officers were questioning them about the particulars of place where the phones were stolen, one of them immediately drew a knife, whereas the other one threw a petrol bomb.
He said the station briefly caught on fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kenya has suffered a number of attacks from Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Early results from Croatia's parliamentary election show the conservative Croatian Democratic Union, or HDZ, that is, likely will win the most seats, but not enough to rule on its own, setting up another coalition government. Miro Kovac is the party's leader.
We'll be the strongest party in the Croatian parliament after these elections, and it will not be possible to form a new stable majority in the parliament without HDZ, without our party, and it will not be possible to form a new government without HDZ, without us.
With more than half the votes counted, the HDZ is on track to win at least 62 seats, followed by the Liberal Social Democrats Party, the People's Coalition, with 52 seats. Whichever party ends on top, it will have to turn to the reformist center-right Most Party and its projected 12 seats to negotiate a ruling majority. The United States on Sunday marked the 15th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked four planes, flew them into the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon near Washington, while one crashed in rural Pennsylvania, where a bell tolled and the names were read of those who died to prevent another terrorist incident from taking place.
Christian Adams.
And President Obama took part in a ceremony at the Pentagon.
15 years may seem like a long time for the families who lost a piece of their heart that day. Your steadfast love and faithfulness has been an inspiration to me and to our entire country.
At the World Trade Center site in New York, the names of the nearly 3,000 killed were read slowly by their relatives as music played in the background. Meanwhile, both major party presidential candidates attended the New York ceremony. Hillary Clinton took ill and had to leave. Her doctor said the Democratic nominee was diagnosed with pneumonia, but is recovering nicely, in his words. The South Korean news agency Yonhap said Monday that North Korea, having just conducted its fifth and largest nuclear test, had completed preparations for yet another nuclear detonation. The report said the North may be preparing a previously unused tunnel at its mountain test site. Pyongyang on Friday said its latest blast gave it the ability to mount a warhead on a ballistic missile. You can get more on North Korea plus the rest of the day's news at our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.